It's Wednesday, the 28th of October, 8 a.m. and it's the clouds are down. Yes, not a har, just very low clouds creating that misty air all around. Every time the breeze gets up, it rains leaves. Still so many leaves though, on the trees. It's not as if they're all bare or even near bare. One or two are. But my lovely Acer tree, which is growing well and may need to be moved during the winter, has not, well, it's really only just showing signs of turning now. Damp this morning. I'm not sure it was damp through rain or whether the clouds were right down overnight. But it's fine and dry just now, and it's mild. Put a jumper on and I'm too warm. Ooh. That beautiful, beautiful fresh damp air. I slept well last night, in fact, even though having to get up twice, according to my sleep app, I had more and longer periods of deep sleep. In fact, when the alarm went this morning, I was back into a deep sleep, and that wee app was screaming at me below the pillow, wake up, you fool. It really was its maximum volume before it penetrated my mind and woke me up. So I was quite happy with that, actually. It tries to waken you up when you're not in a deep sleep, but what can it do if you tell it, if you haven't woke me up before 7, you must get me up at 7. It's pretty good we are that, actually. Quite pleased with it. I know that a few others use it. I know Sarah does, and Adrian, and I'm not sure about Richard. It's a clever wee thing. Oh, never mind. So I'm feeling okay this morning. I had a lazy day yesterday, although I did do quite a bit of walking, and I did that because I had plenty of time yesterday. Wow, it's raining, you could see it. It's coming from the silver birch tree, those little leaves that's on the silver birch tree. They're golden yellow at the moment, and it is literally raining, hundreds coming down at one time. Beautiful. I feel a spit of rain. I think it's going to rain. Yeah, I stood, as I've often stood, in the shower this morning. Oh, suddenly took pain above my right eye. Oh. You know that pain you get when you've eaten ice cream too quickly? Oh. That was strange. Seizing. I stood in the shower this morning, as I've often stood once I've showered. Standing perfectly straight. The shower off, my head bent forward, looking down at my body, looking at my hairy chest, my lower torso, my feet, and my arms draped by my side, dripping water. You just realise how vulnerable and fragile we actually are. Naked. And this morning I thought longer and harder about how vulnerable I am. It's raining, by the way. There you go. And I stood and I thought, for all their advances in medicines and for all we think we are stronger in this modern life and living longer, as I looked down at myself and I thought, how vulnerable we really are, how vulnerable I am. I wouldn't survive a day, barely survive a day naked in this world. We clothe ourselves in whatever we wear, and shoes on our feet, socks, and clothes and hats and gloves and whatever. We take them all off and stick us up there in the hills somewhere. Our feet wouldn't cope with the pain of standing on stubble or grass or tarmacadam or grit. Bodies would shiver. We wouldn't cope. And for all the time that we have moved on in life, become the supreme beings, we are actually the most vulnerable when we're naked. Yes. It's good to sometimes just reflect on our weaknesses and not just on our strengths, because we tend to push our weaknesses into the dark cupboard and leave them there, hide them away. This is beautiful. So many golden leaves zigzagging and ringing their ways down to the ground. Light rain at the moment. It's very pleasant, actually. No, it's not so light. Now I'm getting a cold shower.